if he'd just go ahead and surrender, since he didn't hurt anyone, that I would stay there with him until they came to get him. And so I walked him through of taking everything out of his pocket, taking all of the magazines that he had loaded. He went out the door several times and did shots outside of the door, and also did a shot inside of the school in front of me to allow me and the other employee to know that he was not playing.
All right, hero alert, hero alert. I'll tell you what, a woman with the last name Tough, and Antoinette Tough certainly was very tough and tender when it came to what do I do? A gunman is here in the school, and instead of panicking, screaming, doing who knows what, I'm going to talk to this guy. And she may have saved the lives of who knows how many people in that office and also in that school. What drama and an unbelievable exchange with the 911 folks saying what he wanted to happen. So nothing was completely out of control. Nobody was killed. Nobody was injured. And that's where we start America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I'll tell you what, so often these things end up in a very bad way. In this case, at this school outside of Atlanta, thank goodness there was the scene of the kids running from the schools. They were evacuated, but that's it. That's what we saw coming out of the McNair Discovery Learning Academy the other day. And a lot of that has to do with the woman you just heard, the fact that she was able to try to get Michael Brandon Hill, the 20-year-old with the AK-47 and 500 rounds of ammo, to realize that he just needed to calm down. So now this 20-year-old will face false imprisonment charges, assault, weapons, and a whole bunch of other things, too. But the nightmare ended with the suspect taken into custody. No one inside or outside the school hurt one bit. There was a little gunfire as he shot at the floors and whatnot and did exchange brief fire with one of the officers. But breathing easier is happening for the people in that area because of Antoinette Tough, who should get a medal and who knows what. But beyond medals, it's just the fact that she did what she did. She was the go-between. She relayed the demands that police refrain from using their radios and stop movement and all that stuff. So by the end, the police themselves never directly talked to him. Tough and the gunman were talking about where he would put his weapon, how he would empty his pockets, and where he lay down before they could come get him. How wild is that? This is 9 months after that horrific massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown, Connecticut. So she treated this situation perfectly. And she knew, because he said to her he wasn't mentally stable. Nobody wants to think about what could have happened, but it didn't happen. So how about that? The charges have come down, and Hill's waiving his initial court appearance, and he's getting a slew of charges, as I said, slammed at him. The lead detective on the case asked the false imprisonment and several weapons charges would likely be included as well. So it's nice to start the show on the note of the hero of the Daily Salute, because she gets my Daily Salute really for the entire week. It's just mind-numbing what she was able to do in a really freaky situation. What would I...
Sorry, wait, but man, that's deserved.
Woo-hoo. What would I have done? You know, if I were in that situation, I'd like to think that I could do a similar thing, but who knows? And this goes back to the whole thing of reacting, and, you know, the police also reacted quickly once all that happened. They were able to get him, boom, and that's it. And the rest is history, and people really are breathing a sigh of relief, because you think of the kids in the classroom and the things that could have happened in a very a quick amount of time, because that's what it doesn't take very long. And luckily, this is a positive, positive story because of this woman. That's why it's positive. It's not positive what happened. It's frightening what happened. And he trailed somebody, and that's how he got in through locked doors, through a system they thought they had in place that was pretty darn good, but it wasn't airtight, and that's the problem. So maybe they'll do something different at the school, but she at least prevented the worst possible scenario from happening. Big news in Bradley Manning. We've talked to a lot of people. In fact, even last week, David Swanson, who was in the courthouse while Bradley Manning apologized for putting the United States in a precarious situation, but then he said they needed to know about the situation with the two wars, Iraq and Afghanistan, what was really happening. So Bradley Manning today, not sentenced, of course, to 90, not sentenced to 60 years, but 35 years instead, and asks for a pardon to the president, already has filled out the paperwork, or is filling out the paperwork for that, but 35 years for Bradley Manning. And the 35 years, to some, is a surprise and is way too much. But when you think of the possibility of 60 years, now that's frightening. But he didn't get that. And Julian Assange is probably breathing a little bit of a sigh of relief, because he's the one who pushed him right down the steps into doing this, the WikiLeaks guy. Well, you could argue, wow, WikiLeaks, the stuff that they have in there, that's incredible. We wouldn't have known about this. How would we know the State Department's memos that talk about what's really happened here and what's really happened there? We wouldn't have even known it. But then that goes out to the world, and this is a very big thing now, whistleblowers, to whistleblow or to not whistleblow. So the judge sentenced him to the 35 minus credit for 3.5 years. He's already been behind bars. He didn't have much reaction, just saying that he was in fact doing the pardon and seeking that from the president, which would mean if the president did wave the magic wand, then he'd be done. He wouldn't have to serve any more time at all. Remember, he was convicted in July of stealing 750,000 pages of classified documents and videos and disseminating them to WikiLeaks. So his rank from private first class to private also happened. He was ordered to have that reduced, which then ordered him to forfeit pay and benefits and be dishonorably discharged. So that's also something that's part of it. And there were supporters that were yelling, "We're still here to fight for you. We love you." And there were other people that were screaming his name out. He had family members, an aunt and a cousin, just burst into tears the second they announced what he was going to get. So he was found guilty, remember, of 20 of 22 charges against him, including violations of the U.S. Espionage Act. Stay with us. What about the San Diego crazy town mayor? We got it. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Or he wishes he was, the San Diego mayor, Bob Filner, in the heat of battle, really trying to hang on to his gig, but not so sure he will. Each and every day, somebody different has come out and said some heinous thing that he's done, or just some crazy, kooky thing. He's like the crazy guy at the party, and you just look at yourself and say, are you kidding me with this guy? Do you know what era we live in right now? And he's like crisis gone wild. It's written all over his face. And this is a guy who was a congressman over and over and over again. How did this stuff not happen before? Maybe it did. Nobody said anything. So the latest is Diane York talks about the fact that she had to come forward. She had to say something. Because she didn't want to be silent and let him get away with it.
I did this for the people of San Diego, the people in the United States, the people in the world.
Okay, so at least 17 women have had allegations against him. How do you hang on to your job as the mayor in the middle of that? There's a petition drive to recall Mayor Filner. It's in full swing. Calls from his own party to get out of the way because it's messing with him. The Democratic National Committee is voting on a resolution on Friday. The measure would formalize a plea to Filner to leave office and would also condemn anyone who creates a hostile workplace or sexually harasses women or men. So Diana York, who you just heard there, is the latest accuser, said that Filner placed his hand on her rear end while she posed for a photo with him about 3 months ago. I mean, even a nun had a comment about when she was going to visit him about something serious. He just couldn't keep his hands to himself. apparently. 17 is just too many. It's crazy. So on Tuesday, the city attorney hinted that the talks could go on longer than originally expected. Mediation is a process, and they're in the middle of that process, but it's not looking good for him. I do not see, as he's tagged with all of this, I don't see how he survives this. Like I said, this is a 70-year-old Democrat who people in the Democratic Party really liked, and the wheels have come flying off. Therapy, getting his focus back, all this other stuff, it's not going to matter. I think they're trying to head it off, but they can't head this off. The horse has left the barn, and it's not coming back. So it's a matter of time before I think he's history. Even Gloria Allred could smell a fight. She got involved. Her client, Irene McCormick Jackson, attended the first day of talks. They were in communication, but not physically present with the parties, blah, blah, blah. She was the former communications director, and she was the first to go public. Then you had a university dean, a retired Navy Rear Admiral. You had all kinds of people saying things like, he cornered them, he groped them, he forcibly kissed them. If I were him, I would just get out of there now. He'd be smart to do that, because the longer he digs his heels in, I think the worse it gets for him. Then people decide to have a class action suit, or who knows what they'll do. But he should get out while there's an opening. Get out, get out, get out, get out. Oh, it's crazy. It is. It's crazy. Because for years and years, congressmen, no allegations. Not even now to this day. People aren't saying, oh, was a congressman, and when I saw him on the Hill, he did this. That at least has not happened yet at this point.
I mean, it's like we needed one person, you know? Isn't this just like another version of whistleblowing?
Yeah, it's a 17. That's just, oh, it's over the top. They got him. I mean, there's just no way he can stay mayor of San Diego. He just can't. Because it would just be a laugher the entire time. It already is a laugher, and he's turned it into that. And, you know, who knew? Lurking right there was a semi-predator. I guess figuring he's the mayor, and nobody's going to say anything. If he cops a little feel or says something, they're just going to be so stunned, they'll just blow it off. But, yeah, that's not how it works. It's not how it works. The another interesting thing politician-wise that happened that's worth creating a little buzz in your backyard, perhaps, is this story about Richard Nixon, as we go from new school to old school. Richard Nixon's tapes, you know, that brought down the presidency. Apparently he had private talks with the Soviet leader before the summit. I love that. Brezhnev. He chatted with Brezhnev in the run-up to the spot in June of 1973. How crazy. And then, according to what we know, the final installment of the secret readings were released on Wednesday. So there's more than 340 hours of tapes, more than 140,000 pages of documents. That's crazy. And it was the Oval Office conversation was posted online by the National Archives and Records Administration. You knew we had one, right? And then that includes all those hours of tapes and pages. And Brezhnev and Nixon seemed to get on pretty well. They met one-on-one with only an interpreter present for an hour, and they chatted about personal things, including their families. So the conversation happened right before the start of a 7-day summit. It was part of the strategy of, you know, detente with the Soviet Union, and it worked. It really seemed to work. Now we see where we are with Russia, and it's a big-time thaw. It's like we've reverted back to the Cold War and different times, huh? You think then, and they really were the enemy. So the recordings were released at the Nixon Presidential Library and Museum in Yorba Linda. And these covert recordings then now have come out. They've had them, so I shouldn't say they're covert. They're covert. They're not released to any of us, but now they're out there. And the tapes also include Nixon speaking with, this would be kind of interesting, Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, Billy Graham. He talked to Billy Graham a lot after delivering a public speech on, or address anyway, on Watergate. So kind of, I think very interesting, not kind of, I think very interesting. It'd be fun, actually, and this is something I've seen a couple of the presidential libraries. I have not seen the Nixon Library, so I would like to go and see that. I understand he put quite a few memorabilia items there, so you know, you think of the tape, how much tape was made. Nixon made, ready for this, 3,700 hours of tape between February 1971 and July 1973. Boy, that's a take a lot of time to go through all of that, wouldn't it? Ooh, a whole bunch of time. Would you believe, it seems like I was just on the air talking about Labor Day, would you believe that we are coming, or Memorial Day, would you believe we're coming up on Labor Day? How quickly those summer months seem to slip through all of our hands. And, boy, slip it really did. It was a crazy, fast summer, filled with the gift that kept giving, all the controversies out of Washington. I've said this before, but to me, if I were to label what the past 6 months have been, I would say the year of our discontent. People are just so fed up with Washington. Somebody could be a really good guy trying to bang down the roof and fight for what's right, but they'd have a hard time being heard through the clutter. It's just that much of a log jam at this point. That much of a log jam. So stay with us. And remember, you can always kick us an email. Go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and just like that, you are in. Thanks to Nathan, and all of you for listening to America Tonight. We're not done yet. Got a couple more segments, so hang through with us.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance, please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-ion battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come on, sister. One more time. Fantasy. Get a bag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Do here on America Tonight is reach out to you, yes, you, the listener, through the miracle of the internet. Are you listening, NSA? And that's what we do when we do our mailbag segment. And, you know, so many people, I'm overwhelmed. It's wild. I've worked in New York, I've worked in Dallas, worked in a lot of great places, and got some emails, but never the amount of email that we receive on this show. And such solid emails, too. So bravo, you thoughtful, smart people out there in all the nooks and crannies across America. And a big shout-out to our pals at WVNJ, 1160 AM, The Voice in New Jersey. Northern New Jersey, Rockland, Westchester, all those areas, even Long Island, in Connecticut, parts of Connecticut as well. I'm sure the people there taking a breath as they saw what happened in Georgia, having, I think, a reminder of what happened in Newtown, Connecticut 9 months ago. Can you believe that was just 9 months ago that happened? All right, so without further ado, let's run, let's race, let's head to the mail room.
You have mail, mistress.
Thanks. This one comes to us from JT, who says, Kate, cannot believe what happened in Georgia. The part I can't believe is that the man who is obviously not right, who stumbled into the school behind somebody who was going in, did not go to any of the classrooms, didn't shoot anybody in the school office, and I think the woman that he talked to in the office perhaps made him feel better and not completely lose it. And that's why we didn't have another tragedy on our hands. You've talked about this before in America Tonight. I truly think somebody in those schools needs to be armed as a parent. I have to tell you, if the person was well-trained, I would have no problem with a teacher or a principal or somebody else being armed in my kid's middle school. Yeah, you know, we've talked about this, and people think it's outrageous. Oh! How could you say that? What if something happened? And I understand that because, yeah, there could be the potential. You can't guarantee they're not snipers. You can't guarantee that some crazy unforeseen thing wouldn't happen. But I got to think somebody comfortable with concealed and carry somebody comes in and they're right in your face and you pull the trigger and you've hit those targets a zillion times. I mean, look, I'm not advocating, let's just shoot everybody. But the bottom line is somebody's going to come into your school and kill and slaughter your innocent kids. And it's just somebody who's not right, somebody who's had something happen to them, whatever the reason, forget the reason. It's unacceptable no matter what. Of course it's unacceptable. They're wrong. It's wrong to do that. It's wrong to target innocent kids. But if you have a line of defense, you have to have as much, I think you have to have as much potential to stop something horrible from happening that you could possibly have in your, you know, arsenal. If I were a principal, this is the truth. If I were, and my grandmother was a teacher, and my mother for a time was a teacher, if I were a principal, I would want to be schooled in firearms. And if, depending on where I lived, if it was possible, I would lobby to have that firearm with what we've seen happen lately. Because I would want to be the person that had that responsibility if I felt comfortable. I would do it. Absolutely. You know, in Israel they do that, but in Israel, of course, they have crazy incidents that happen with the bombs, errant things, whatever. So teachers have, not every teacher, but a lot of teachers have weapons, and they don't have a problem with it. There's no discussion about, okay, they have a firearm. They practice, they know how to use it, they're careful with it. Because, you know, I know the arguments on the other side. Oh, great. So you have a firearm, you have kindergarten kids, you have first graders. What if somebody shoots themselves? It's an accident. It's terrible. Are you kidding? Would you risk that kind of a thing? And I say that it would have to be the person that is very, very well trained, precautious. So, you know, put it on somebody who has the responsibility. Or then if you don't want to do it that way, I understand that, then the answer is go to, you know, get a security guard who's armed, trained, and knows exactly what to do. Now, in this case, a security guard could be patrolling somewhere. The person comes in and trails the person that's opened the door. So what if he starts shooting? How fast can he get to him? You know, you can make all those kinds of arguments. But regardless, as many obstacles as you can put in the way of the person who would come in, you put them there. Because can you imagine those parents? I mean, everybody immediately... Now it's not about Columbine, which was equally horrific. It's your mind goes to Newtown, Connecticut. So you're a parent and you know that there's somebody with an AK-47 standing in the school office, and then you're hearing bits and pieces might have limitless ammunition, whatever, and your kid's there. Terrible. And thank goodness for the woman that was so great in the office. Antoinette Tough. You gotta love that name. Tough. That last name. All right, let's go to another one. This one from Peter, listening to us in Arcadia, Florida. Getting a lot of emails from that area now. And he says, Kate, you know, it's this thing with the sharks. I watched Shark Week. You talked about it on the air. You had a shark expert, which, by the way, I thought he was very good. Here's the thing. We are in their environment. So if we're in their environment, what do we expect if they happen to be in the shallow waters? I think you take that risk, especially if we're talking about murkier waters, the right areas near seals. There are a few things you could do to take some precautionary measures, but if you want to go in the water, you know that you don't know what's in the sea. Seems ridiculous from a Floridian to tell you that, but it's true. I, by the way, surf, swim, love it, live with it, don't really think about it, and feel as though I'm going to be attacked by a shark. But c'est la vie, if it happens, I know I was in their environment. Well, I don't think the German tourist, Peter, is thinking c'est la vie. This is terrible. A 20-year-old woman. She was snorkeling 50 yards, not very far, off Maui. A shark severed her right arm. It happened before 5 o'clock. The water was choppy, they're saying, and there was some limited visibility trying to figure out why this happened. two guys were in the water, two friends. A kayaker carried Jana Lutteroff, is her name, out of the water, and they brought her in as fast as they could. They took her to the Maui Medical Center. She was listed in critical condition. She was on life support, and she died. So it's that's a terrible, terrible thing. You have to figure how excited she was. You're visiting from Germany to Hawaii. You're partaking in what you do. Your buddies are there nearby in the water. There's a kayaker, and there you are snorkeling, having the time of your life, and then that happens. I mean, it is a freak thing. It's not that it happens every single day, but it's very scary because in Hawaii, I will tell you this, they do not give you the statistics on the sharks. I mean, they're not going to tell you that. And I think of my time in Hawaii, I have snorkeled all over the place. I've snorkeled when there hasn't been people around. I've snorkeled off of beaches in Kapalua where no one's around and we're just out there in the water. Who knows? I don't think that way because I just don't. I don't think, you know, crossing the street in a busy intersection, I'm going to get smashed into. You know, I don't have that kind of thinking. But it is, I have to say, it does really make you think when you start to hear about this. And even in Hawaii, they're saying this now. They're studying, they're getting some people together, and they're studying sharks and patterns. And, I mean, not that they didn't have all that available to them before, but they're really studying tiger sharks. Because I think this was a tiger shark. So if they've had four attacks since the beginning of the year, that's four too many. It's not some freak thing, oh, water deal, the water was whipped up. It's something's going on. And could be an environmental thing, could be who knows what. But they have to square that away. Because Hawaii sells snorkeling. You can rent a snorkel for like $5. People snorkel on all the beaches. They snorkel off the boats. So that's not a good thing for Hawaii, and their tourism is what they rely on. So there you go. All right, let's go to another one here. This one is from Janet, who says, Kate Manning, 35 years, react. What say you? You've been talking about this. Were you surprised at the sentence or no? You know, I was surprised at the sentence because I did think, okay, maybe 30 years, but that would be miraculous the way everybody in Washington was talking. At least 60. They were pounding that in. 60. But the military judge said 35 years. Less than the 60. Way less than the 90, which would have been outrageous. And he didn't really show much reaction when the judge announced the sentence. But he said, he did, in a statement that the attorneys read afterwards, he said he acted out of love for his country and a sense of duty to expose what were abuses committed in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, is what he said. And he is putting in an application for a pardon from the president. He said he would serve his time knowing that you have to pay a heavy price to live in a free society. And he gets the 3.5 years that he's already served, but he'll be an older guy when he gets out of prison, unless he gets the pardon. Stay with us. Final segment. We're hitting that final wall with some good stuff on the turn.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the Ultimate Bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America Tonight. Thanks for the emails. You can always throw in americatonight.net. And if you go to the website, also you can hook up with us on Facebook and Twitter as well. And if you go to the website right now, you will see with our live cam, you will see Mahalo, the Wonder Dog, representing Hawaii. He is gone. He is out. With a little leg injury, he's got the cone of shame on his head right now. And he is just laying in the middle of the carpet.
Aww.
Do you see him?
No, I don't want to use it on
this. Yeah, don't do anything to mess up the mothership. I don't want to get in trouble for that. But for the rest of you who aren't at the GCN Plus Studios in Minneapolis, if you go to americatonight.net, you will see Mahalo with a cone of shame. Mahalo loves these final turns here, and especially this is his favorite segment every time during the day, and we're getting ready for it. Time for another edition of Rumor Has It.
Your love anymore.
Is it true or is it false? The boy band that had Justin Timberlake as one of the members, also Joey Fatone, Lance Bass. You got to go back to 1998. They broke up in 2002, went on to a lot of the
devastating
individual success. So why the reunion? Why? Could it be money? Could it be fame? Could it be power? Well, it could be all of those things. The thing is that there's been a lot of interest in it. So that the more interest that's drummed up, because people want to remember their past, that's what it is. It's like when you go to these fairs and these festivals and decent-sized arenas that aren't the big, big mammoth Mamma Jam places that like Taylor Swift or Bruce Springsteen plays. But the other ones, you know, the acts of the 80s, the 90s, they can get booked and make a whole bunch of money. And people like to remember their teenage years, college years, whatever. And so NSYNC would fall into that category for sure. And they're really, Lance Bass is not, he says he believes that the speculation is that they're getting back together is because of some of the things that some other people have said, that they've been together in a few places, that they got together and they went to see Justin's show and all this other kind of stuff, but that, you know, there's no solid plans for that, which means they're probably working on it right now. That's why these rumors get started. How about this rumor? Is there any truth to the rumor that the NSA kept all of their data collection from the so-called secret court? Well, the answer is it has to be, right? Because the rumor started, it started to circulate, it started to spread inside and out of Washington. And the thing is, the NSA misrepresented what they were doing. If we go way back to the beginning of Ed Snowden's data dump, when he went to the Guardian newspaper and they printed all the stuff, the secrets, that kind of thing, that's when the you know, it was the tip of the iceberg. But then what's happened is, and was the first thing, is this crazy foreign intelligence surveillance court, which means nothing. They talked about the mistaken collection of the information, emails, other internet activities, all that kind of stuff, saying it was 58,000 communications a year. And now they're saying the NSA can see 75% of web messages. Well, you do the math. 75%, how much is that? Trillions? More than that, a number I can't even think of. And they said it was a mistake, but rumor has it they really knew what was going on. And I'm going to say, they really knew what was going on. And whether they had technical problems or not, it's unacceptable. So if you want to snoop and you say it's crucial to fighting the war on terror, then you got to prove it to us now. And going to a black hat convention and saying this was the absolute thing that had to happen here, and you would not believe how many near misses we've averted. Well, then General Keith Alexander, who's the NSA director, needs to produce the goods. Because right now he's just giving us air. That means he's just talking, and we got to see it. If you want us to believe it at this point, then you know we need to see some hard evidence on that. All right. Rumor has it, Dr. Phil asked if it's okay to have sex with a drunk girl. What? This is craziness. Dr. Phil likes to avoid controversy. Because thanks to his anointing as the king of all shucks by Oprah Winfrey, he has made a whole bunch of loot in syndication. Even got himself a big house in Beverly Hills, and his son married a Playboy bunny, and they got a whole great lifestyle going on in Los Angeles. And he's got a syndicated show, and his wife's involved, and his wife has a book, and his son has a book, and the other son, I'm sure, has a book. So anyway, here's what the scoop is. he is getting the full force of the internet after a tweet posted on his verified Twitter account asked if it's okay to have sex with a drunk girl. So here's what's happened. I mean, the response was crazy things like, if a doctor doesn't understand consent, has he abdicated his medical authority and whatever? These are things that were tweeted back. It's too bad he didn't realize how wrong he was till after 1,000 people read it and all this other kinds of stuff, because what they're saying now, he just was renewed for 3 years. They're saying that the Dr. Phil show, they issued a statement regarding the deleted tweet, saying it was meant to provoke discussion for an upcoming show. Which, now that makes sense, doesn't it? Is it okay to have sex with a drunk girl? He was talking about that. So that's what they were hoping they would get because of a news story. And that's, the hashtag was teen accused label. And so that's part of the problem. There was confusion on the way to tweet it, I think. It came out odd. So, Dr. Phil has said that people that are incapacitated in any way, drugs, alcohol, age, mental illness, whatever, cannot and do not have the capacity to give their consent to anything. And so they did some research before the show. This is where Twitter gets you in trouble, because people are really sensitive about what a tweet is and what a tweet says. And then somebody reads it incorrectly or it sounds wrong, and then you're in the funk. You're in trouble. And that's what happened. He went right into the trouble zone. So the bottom line is they pulled it. They got rid of it. Because you can make those things evaporate even though it's already out there. And that's what happened in this case. So rumor has it that Dr. Phil's on shaky ground. I'm going to say that rumor's false. He'll get through this controversy. If anything, it gives him more publicity. He just signed another 3-year deal. He's making the money. He is going nowhere. Thanks so much to Nathan R. for his fabulous job on the technicals. And to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.